I'm Pat Duggins, Alabama Public Radio News. It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning. I'm sitting in for Jeremy Loeb this week, and we'll have the forecast from Richard Scott over the WVUA Weather Center in just a few minutes. Here's a hint, take an umbrella today. UAB hospital officials are working with the Centers for Disease Control following bacterial infections that turned deadly. Two of eight patients who recently tested positive for an infectious disease have died. UAB officials say the patients who tested positive were in the hematology-oncology unit of the Women and Infant Building. The CDC says the disease, Legionella, is a form of pneumonia and bacteria that causes the patients, and it's typically traveled by water. Officials say that the exact cause of the patient's deaths have not yet been determined. Alabama's primary elections are less than a week away, and the state attorney general's office is warning against voter fraud. Alabama Public Radio's Ryan Vasquez explains.
Attorney General Luther Strange is warning that those who commit voter fraud will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of state law. Strange's warning comes ahead of the June 3rd primary elections. The Attorney General's office is also emphasizing the enforcement of absentee ballot statutes. The law requires that an absentee ballot must be witnessed by two adults or be notarized in order to be counted as a legal ballot. As for voting in person, Strange is also reminding voters that a photo identification card is now required before casting your ballot. To learn more about photo ID requirements and how to obtain a proper ID card, you may visit alabamavoterid.com or contact your local board of registrars. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.
A court case is underway in Wisconsin that could have a bearing on a lawsuit here in Alabama. Abortion providers in Wisconsin are challenging a law similar to one here in our state. It requires abortion doctors to have admitting privileges at local hospitals. Critics of Wisconsin's law are trying to persuade a federal judge that the law is unnecessary. Alabama's version of the abortion law is undergoing a similar court challenge here. Just because summer has started, that doesn't mean it's time to put down the books. The Demopolis Public Library is launching its summer reading programs for people of all ages. Each age group will be centered around a particular theme. The children's program will have a scientific focus entitled Fizz Boom Read. Library Director Morgan Allen says that programs like these help show how libraries affect a community.
Libraries are for everyone, everywhere, and so we want to get as many people in the community involved in our summer reading program and get them to come into the library. And Kelly and Anna both do a great job trying to do diverse programs that will appeal to a variety of people.
Registration for the children's and young adults programs opens up today, and the adult reading program opens up next Monday. And Alabama state troopers say the numbers are in for the Memorial Day-related traffic deaths. State troopers say they worked one more fatality this travel period than they did last year. Troopers report none of the three people who died in Memorial Day crashes were wearing their seatbelts. State troopers investigated three fatal wrecks between Friday evening and early Monday morning. Officials say the traffic fatalities were reported in Jackson, Shelby, and Wilcox counties. Let's get our forecast. Here's Richard Scott over at WVUA.
Good Wednesday morning. Two scattered showers and thunderstorms are going to be likely today, but it doesn't rain all day. Some areas stay dry. Temperatures top out in the mid to upper 80s. Overnight tonight, a few thunderstorms still possible. Lows in the mid 60s. For Thursday, highs in the upper 80s. Look for a good chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, primarily after lunch. A few isolated storms on Friday and Saturday. Highs in the upper 80s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.